Hey guys, I'm back. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Ugh, my voice sounds so buttered, but I'm actually back now. It's Thursday the 11th, month of year, we're in March, so I actually haven't spoken for like, feels like I wouldn't say a year, but it feels like a long time. Let's just say that. I hope everybody's okay. I hope everyone's had a good Christmas, because I think I ghosted Christmas, and I hope everyone's gonna have a good Easter. I'm just waffling, but so basically won't be a long topic, as I like to keep my topics quite short to get to the point. You get what I mean? So today's topic, I have so many topics to talk about, but I just thought let me speak about this one, because it's just, I was watching something the other day actually, and I seen that she was doing the 3-month rule with someone she was dating. I found it interesting actually, so I thought, why not, let me just do a topic on it. I was gonna say my thoughts on it and if us ladies should bring back the 3-month rule. I think it'll be really good, because women have no self-control as well as men, obviously, but I feel like it's a way to just see if men will wait and not just go off gallivanting, because we already know men are dogs. But hey, I'm not here to bash anyone. No, I am joking though. But I feel like with the 3-month rule, I mean, so I did ask one of my girls, and I said, would you ever do a 3-month rule? She was like, hell no, I ain't waiting for nothing. You know, and there's obviously some other people that said, yeah, they would definitely do a 3-month rule. Do you know what I mean? As a way to test the relationship is why I'm guessing people do it. Personally, me, would I do the 3-month rule? I would definitely, because I've gone without sex for about a year or two. Believe it or not, some people are gonna be like, oh, she chatting shit. I'm actually being so serious. So I feel like it wouldn't really be hard for me, but obviously it will be harder for certain people to obviously do that. Naming no names, but it will be harder for certain people. But I feel like it's a way to test your relationship. I was even watching something on BBC3. And they didn't have sex for, I think it was 2 years. No, they haven't had sex yet. So they wait until they get married, and they're obviously getting married. And obviously, the guy was finding it obviously a bit harder than the girl. She said all she does is pray. And he just looked at her and was like, pray. Yeah, you keep praying. type of look, do you get what I mean? But I feel like it's a good rule, because it just kind of shows that if you're not just there for me because of sex, do you know what I mean, and we can move past it and whatever. I know there's certain people out there that want to wait until they're married before they have sex, which I feel like that would actually, for me, I could actually do that. But silly for me now, innit? But I could actually do something like that, and I feel like the 3-month rule is important for everyone to kind of follow. So I think women, ladies, we should kind of bring it back. Everyone's gonna be shouting at me, but hey, I feel like that's my opinion, and we should bring it back just to as I said, it will test your relationship and you can grow from there, and also just to see if your man ain't gonna run away here. But I just thought there was a quick topic to speak on, because I actually I had more to say, but obviously everything just went out of my head. But I haven't ghosted anywhere, I'm still back. Make sure that you follow me on Insta and follow me on my business accounts, Mella's Closet and Mella's Closet Man, obviously. And I hope you guys enjoyed this 4-minute, 5-minute podcast, which, you know, is nothing, but I'm gonna come back with a better topic. The next topic is filling the gap. So basically, me and my friends, we're just gonna be speaking about why do we feel we need to fill a gap after a breakup. So yeah, basically that should be interesting. It's gonna be really fun. So thank you guys so much for watching, and see you guys later.